Welcome to Explain, where I explain NFL games, players, stats. Today's episode is all about the four divisional games this weekend. So, the Ravens obviously have a great offense. They have Lamar Jackson, J.K. Dobbins, Dez Bryant, and many more great players. But there's obviously always problems with different NFL teams. So one of the problems is the Ravens' passing games. They always, mainly Lamar, always run the ball, and that's basically all they do. That's all that Lamar does, which I don't get why he does that, but still. But their defense is also killer. Like, I think it was Ravens versus Bengals game where they just interceptions after interceptions. And also, speaking of Lamar was the only QB able to scramble during a single NFL season. Now, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you gotta be happy for the Bills. This is the first time in a long time that the Bills have made it to the playoffs, let alone winning their division, because always on top of the division was the New England Patriots. The Bills' offense is always lethal. It's just very lethal when it comes to passing the ball, because you've got Stephon Diggs, which, if you didn't know, he performed the Minneapolis Miracle, which happened 3 years ago. But then you also got some great scramblers like Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Even in the NFL for, like, I think 2 years, he has improved greatly. His passing ability is amazing, even though he has Stephon on his team, and Stephon can basically grab any catch that is thrown to him, just like DeAndre Hopkins. He has improved greatly into being the leader of the team needs, but the defense would need a little work, just like the Ravens defense. Tre'Davious White is also a good safety on the defense that's built. Now, if the Ravens don't go to the AFC Championship this season, let's talk about who I think they should sign in the offseason to the Ravens so that they can upgrade their defense. They should try and sign cornerback Richard Sherman, because Richard has to have the most, I think, interceptions in the most games. They should sign him to a 2-year deal worth maybe 15, 20 million. Next is one on the offense, Allen Robinson II, because he had, I think, I don't know, the most receiving yards, or that could be Devontae Adams or DeAndre Hopkins. But anyways, and he can also make unpredictable catches look real. Yeah, and he's also a free agent, and I think they should sign him. Now, for the Buffalo Bills, I think they really should try and sign A.J. Green to the offense. Now, I know A.J. hasn't really been doing good, and there is a possibility that the Bengals would sign him back, but I really think that they all should add A.J. to the roster. And on the defense, I think they should also try to sign maybe Trent Williams again, because Trent is literally the best defensive player in the NFL. They should just try and sign him for like maybe a 1 to 3 year deal. And yeah, that's about it. That's about it after this episode. So yeah. Now I think the Ravens should try and sign back Willie Snead now. Yeah. I think he's been doing good. I don't know, but I think they should try to sign him back for like maybe a 3 to 4 year deal. That would honestly make the Ravens' offense look great. But yeah, I do not think that the Ravens are honestly going to the Super Bowl this year, because their offense just needs Lamar's good. I don't think he's a go, but he's good. But the running game, J.K. Dobbins is the only good running back on the Ravens. And they've only got, only on the Ravens, on the wide receiver turn, they only got like Dez Bryant, Willie Snead, and that's about it. And then tight end, they got Mark Andrews, but I really think they should try to go for Hunter Henry. Why? Well, Yeah, they should try to go for Hunter Henry. On the defensive side, they should try to go for Richard Sherman. Either Richard Sherman or Jalen Ramsey. Now, Jalen Ramsey has a tendency of giving up.